Hello.
Hi, Lacey. This is Forrest. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Hey, I'm sorry. My assistant has set up our time to talk at 12:30, and I was caught up in a couple of things. Is now a bad time?
Oh, no, you're fine.
Okay, we're talking about Maplewood Road and Amelia Courthouse. Okay. So he was kind of filling me in on a few details, but about how you want some more land. That's kind of like what your reason for selling is, and you try to get some acreage adjacent to you, and couldn't get a hold of people. So,
Yeah,
what do you look?
and I guess I don't know. I sent letters. I don't have a phone number for them or anything to call, and I didn't want to just walk up on their doorstep. So, because I felt like that was kind of, not smart. I mean, it's not like it's for sale, but it's right beside my property. So anyway,
Okay, so where are you gonna go?
I'd probably stay in the same area, just find something else.
Okay. What kind of time frame do you have for making this happen?
I have no time frame.
Okay. All right. So what kind of, so you want to sell your property now and then sit kind of like in a holding pattern somewhere and find somewhere else to, purchase, or you want to do it at the same time, or?
I mean, I would like to do it at the same time, but if I have to, I mean, if I have to go somewhere and do it that way, I'll just, make that move. It just depends. It all depends on the circumstances.
Yeah, understood. Okay. All right. And then he has said you had done some updates to the property. Can you remind me what those are?
Well, when I bought the house in 2018, we went in and gutted a lot of it. Like originally, it
Okay.
had carpet in it. Downstairs, we tore up the carpet, put hardwood floors in. We replaced all the appliances. And I mean every appliance. The ceiling fans and all those things. Well, appliances in the kitchen, they've all been replaced. The washer and dryer has been replaced. All the ceiling fans, light fixtures, outdoor things. We replaced the septic tank. That was probably 2 weeks after we moved in. So probably I bought it in June of 2018. August, we replaced the septic tank.
That was a big deal, huh?
Yeah, because there was shit piling up in the basement. So you didn't really have a choice.
Right, they did the
Had to
drain
call a
field and
plumber to get in
everything.
there and fix it.
They did the
Huh?
drain field and everything, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was a nice hefty bill.
What'd that cost?
I think we ended up paying like $7,800.
Oh, okay.
But my husband helped. He didn't have a equipment operator at like the guy. It was oh God, I forgot the dude's name that came out and did it. He owns a business. I forgot what his name is. Anyway, Roy Langsford. Anyways, the guy that was supposed to come help him and operate the machine, my husband did it, so he, took a little bit off of the price for helping him. Anyway, I mean that, and we've painted all the rooms inside. We replaced the AC unit. Well, now the AC units are window units. It's not an outdoor AC unit. So it's two large window units that do heat and air. Because it didn't have any form of that at all when we bought the house. So, I mean, and that's basically it. We didn't, we haven't replaced windows or a roof or anything like that yet.
Okay. All right. Cool. Well, the timing, kind of has to be right. If you were to get, a solution that, made sense to you, would 30, 60, 90 days be something that you and your husband would be like, okay, let's get the ball rolling? Or would you need more time than that?
Well, it just depends. Like, I mean, it depends on what you're offering.
No, as I say, if the deal works for you, is what I'm saying.
Oh yeah. I
Yeah.
mean, yeah, we can make something work. I mean, we have a camper. So if I gotta pull out and sell a few things and live in a camper, I don't really care. I mean, that's not that big of a deal. There's a campground down the street. If I had to just do that until I found a house that suited us, I can do that as well. So, not that big of a deal. I mean, the camper's 40 foot. with three slot outs, I think we'll be okay.
Right. That's big enough. That's a pretty big camper, actually, 40 feet.
Yeah.
Is this like a fifth wheel or something?
No, it's a travel trailer. I don't like fifth wheels. I'm too tall. I can't fit in the fifth, like, my head touches the ceiling going up the steps.
That's pretty, that's large. Okay. Cool. All right. Well, you know, I mean, the next step would be for, you know, us to take a look at the property, me and you, and, you know, if your husband's there, you know, take a look at the property, continue the conversation, you know, with the three of us and just see
if
something.
Well, I mean, how did y'all get my information anyway? That's what I was wondering.
On May the 3rd, 2024, you filled out a form online.
Oh, my God. From 2024?
Mm-hmm. We just continue to follow up until you sell or tell me to go pound sand.
Yeah, and I think somebody back then told me they only wanted to give me like $153,000, and I'm like, nah, not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, I ain't going nowhere. Not right now, anyway.
Okay.
I have been waiting to do anything with it until I found the right property for us.
Okay.
I'm not going to move out in 6 months if I can't find something within a year after I move out. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I understand. So. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, look, I appreciate your time. And,
no problem.
You know, if it's all right with you, you know, I'll just have Sid reach out in a few months and see if you found that forever property or not.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.